Joop Paternostra hails from Holland. He's a big man, over 6 feet tall and at least 200 pounds. And since childhood, he's seen the United States as the place to dream big.
My parents and grandparents were all saved by the Americans, actually. My grandfather was a resistant in the Second War. Everything was about America, still for the whole family. So I like the United States. I traveled several times in the United States. Business-wise, it was a huge market for us to open. And I already had a floral company, a bulb company, that sold in the United States to companies like Lowe's, Home Depot.
So he and his wife spent a year driving across country in an RV, looking for a place to start their American business. They were struck by the beauty of the Blue Ridge Mountains. But that wasn't what sealed the deal for building in Waynesboro.
We had a major access east, west, and north, south. We were able to reach 70-75% of the American and Canadian, East Canadian population from this point within 24 hours. And as we were going to set up a floral company, you need to be close to everybody.
They talked with consumers and grocery store chains, then came up with a technique for making flowers last longer. It begins with a bulb placed on a small plastic platform inside a vase, surrounded by pebbles, with an adequate supply of water for the roots.
During shipping, we put them at 35 degrees Fahrenheit, and then they are in the stores, and there they start growing. So people watch them grow. And the first tip of the flower will come in a couple of days later. And in the meantime, we hope people buy them and they bring them home. And then from there, they have another, at least 2 weeks to see them grow and to see them fully flower.
On a driving tour of the 20-acre site, Paternostra shows me the greenhouse built for 8 million bulbs a year and explains that he's often on the road meeting with managers of grocery store chains.
I live at the airport in Waynesboro. My wife and I both, we are pilots. And that's one of those beauties we found in this area, that you can have the freedom of living on an airport and having your own plane and fly wherever you want.
We approach a steep drop-off, but Paternostra keeps going.
Now I hope we don't have a life accident here.
I think so.
Oh, you better put your...
can
you do
on?
Yeah.
You decide to roll over?
Yep.
I wasn't planning on that today.
No.
The tour ends where Bloommaker has begun building a bigger greenhouse and chilling room, covering another acre of ground. With $100,000 in economic development dollars from the state and county, Paternostra says he was able to get a spur built from Columbia's natural gas pipeline in Stewart's Draft to his greenhouse. That relatively cheap fuel will further boost his business and, he says, could turn the region into a national hub for flower production.
Other countries are looking. We are in contact with other Dutch companies who really are interested to set up flower productions here as well.
In the meantime, his workforce will grow from 8 to 12 full-time staffers and from 70 to 125 seasonal employees. I'm Sandy Houseman.